Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. It is noon Eastern, 11 o'clock Central. Here's the latest briefing on Hurricane Laura. The latest information just handed to me, 125 mile an hour winds remain, 956 millibars on the pressure. Hurricane hunters constantly getting out here and getting that latest information for us. Movement northwest at 16 miles an hour, about 235 miles southeast of Galveston, Texas. So let's take a look at this satellite to begin. You can definitely see that eye, and you can possibly see some of that gray area in there. That's actually looking through the eye down to the Gulf of Mexico. So that eye all the way down to the ocean floor, just getting larger. If you really look at this, it's expanding outward, and you start to see some of these outer rain bands are actually getting very close to the shore. And I did want to take the time to switch over to the radar here. This is the Lake Charles radar, located right there, and you're starting to see the eye of the storm right there, located actually on the radar. These gusty winds, you can have a situation with a heavy rain. Sometimes you'll see some water spouts with these. Just already seeing some of those rain bands reach the shore, and that's what we've been talking about, seeing these impacts well before the center. This is a great way to be able to illustrate that. So looking at that latest forecast, the other thing to look at is not just the rain bands out ahead of this, it's also the wind. You can see how large the tropical storm force winds are out from the center, about 180 miles, even 200 miles potentially. It's just a large storm, and then the hurricane force wind stretching out about 40 miles from the center. So still has some room to get stronger, but either way, you're going to see some big time catastrophic and life-threatening impacts associated with Hurricane Laura, not just on the coast, but look what happens with time. This is landfall overnight tonight, early tomorrow morning, early Thursday morning. And then by 7 a.m., still a hurricane right on the border between East Texas there and portions of Louisiana. So, you know, still going to have some high winds. You have that heavy rain. You can knock down trees, power lines. So significant impact, not just on the coast, but well inland. And some of that even stretches up into Arkansas with time. And a great way to look at that is the amount of rain, just one of the hazards associated with these tropical systems. Torrential rainfall, going to be some flash flooding. I'm going to see that from portions of the upper Texas coast all the way up into Arkansas and also Louisiana here. So some of these values, we're looking at 5 to 8, even 10 inches of rain, maybe even some areas getting 15 inches of rainfall. So a dangerous situation. And when you have that storm surge, put that rain on there, sometimes that rain has a trouble being able to drain because the storm surge backs that up. So let's look at the storm surge. Catastrophic event, life-threatening. These values, not survivable. Let's look at some of these values. Bolivar Peninsula, 6 to 9 feet of storm surge. Now, we've been talking about this, 10 to 15 foot of storm surge possible in areas between Sea Rim State Park over to Intracoastal City, but we've updated this from Johnson Bayou over to Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge in here, 15 to 20 foot of storm surge, and waves even on top of that. So that is a dangerous situation. That even includes Calcasieu Lake with that 15 to 20, and it's not just there on the coastline, it stretches well inland. Even looking here and looking at drawing I-10 across here, some of that surge can get north of I-10. Big time values, dangerous situation, not just coastal, but also inland. So that's been the latest update on Hurricane Laura from here at the National Hurricane Center.